Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A whistleblower's email shows Attorney General Merrick Garland lied to Congress as the Department of Justice is investigating parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. House Education and Labor Committee member Republican Congressman Greg Murphy on Fox News.
Attorney General Garland basically perjured himself in front of Congress and should really face the consequences before this.
Attorney General Merrick Garland under oath before Congress.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children.
A California couple was sentenced to prison and absentia for stealing more than $20 million in COVID-19 relief funds. 43-year-old Richard Evazian and 37-year-old Marietta Tara Balian are currently on the run. The FBI is offering a reward up to $20,000 for information leading to their arrest. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jury deliberations continue in Kenosha, Wisconsin Friday to determine the fate of Kyle Rittenhouse. He's on trial for shooting 3 people attacking him at a riot last summer. 2 of the attackers were killed by gunfire. President Biden has called Mr. Rittenhouse a white supremacist. Pfizer is looking to get emergency authorization for its COVID-19 pill.
Pfizer is seeking emergency use authorization from the FDA for its pill designed to fight COVID-19. The pharmaceutical giant saying clinical trial data was given to regulators. Pfizer noting if it's authorized, the pill could be prescribed for high-risk folks to take home when the first signs of COVID appear. This comes after Pfizer announced an agreement that will allow a generic version of the pill to be given to nearly 100 countries around the world. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
A whistleblower on Tuesday released an email from the Justice Department showing they were directing federal officials to investigate parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children, nor can I imagine the circumstance where they would be labeled as domestic terrorism.
Republican Congressman Greg Murphy on Fox News is on the House Education and Labor Committee.
They should be very, very afraid. This brings us back to the days of, Hoover and McCarthyism, that labeling, essentially labeling good, honest American citizens and now being vilified and basically tracked by our own Department of Justice. And this brings that really to a point that Attorney General Garland basically perjured himself in front of Congress and should really face the consequences before this.
Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox on the same committee.
Well, we know that the whole campaign was a lie. We know that they have continued to lie. They say that the bankrupt the country better isn't going to cost anything. And so this group of people believes that they can fool the American people, all the people people all the time, but that is just not true. I think it is vital that Attorney General Garland come back and answer more questions.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Live. Hey, thank you for joining in as we come together back to back, shoulder to shoulder, for this effort to solve the problems of the country and not add to them, okay? We're going to be talking about the legal side of the Kyle Rittenhouse case and Project Veritas Founders Home Raid with the attorney, author, political commentator, pastor, and founder of Cure American Action. Mark Little joins us now. Mark, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. It's good to be with you, and I love the theme of this show.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
America.
Yeah, amen, amen. And really, it's a command built into our Constitution. When you get those three most powerful words that open up, says, "We the people," it lays it right on our shoulders. It's our responsibility, not big government, isn't it?
Well, it is. We are a country built on liberty, and liberty is birthed through personal responsibility. And we are watching that be eroded in every facet of our lives, in our families, in our schools. It's quite a frightening time, but, you know, there was a time in this country when we recognized the goal of the Marxist, the goal of the communist, and we went after it and we rooted it out. And we've got to take to that now as we see people like Attorney Merrick Garland telling parents that they don't have a right to be involved in their children's education. That is just a sample of what we're dealing with. It's systemic. We're going to talk about something that's systemic. It's systemic Marxism is what it is. And
yes.
It's really targeted at destroying this country.
Well, it speaks of just how deep it is, Mark, and this is, you know, to your point here. We rooted it out at one time, and then they're back, and we didn't root them out, and now they've taken over the White House, they've taken over our government. We've had experts report on this that have done extensive research, and Trevor Loudon reported, he says, all but one person in the Biden administration is an avowed Marxist. I mean, that's shocking when you think about this. Now, I don't know how they take the vow to defend our Constitution and defend us, we the people, against all enemies, foreign and domestic, when their very worldview is antithetical to the Constitution and the vow they just took.
Well, you're absolutely right, and they don't hide it. If you look at Ilhan Omar in Minnesota and so many others, it is unbelievable that they're out in the open. Critical race theory is just a small example of how they openly are against not only America, but against the very foundations of what the country is built on, and that is the nuclear family. Mm-hmm. They want to destroy the nuclear family, and they want to make sure that we don't have a police force to protect us. This whole defund movement is just another example of exactly what is going on with these Marxists. And it's amazing how they all can be unified. I don't know if there's some big Sun Valley meeting about, you know, around these things or not, but you would think so, the way they are so unified in their ideology.
Well, it is, because you got to think about what controls and what's pulling the levers. And again, we've had researchers do extensive drill down investigations into who's pulling the levers. And like anything, Mark, as we've been taught through experience, that you follow the money. Whoever has the most money is the ones that are in control of the levers. And when you look and see who that is, it's the same three people, the same three institutions, I should say. Not institutions, they're companies. You know, Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street, they're the predominant controllers of the money, and they're the ones that are controlling the newsrooms across America. This is why, and I keep telling our audience, this is why if you go from one channel to the next, I don't care if you're watching Fox and you go to WNBC or you know, any of the other channels and cable channels and that, and all of a sudden you hear a consistency of the narrative that's being put out there, and you go, that's interesting. I thought I changed channels. Oh no, that's it's another channel, but they're parroting the same. Well, who told them? Who told the newsrooms to say that? And this is what it's all come. They're all in lockstep. To your point, go ahead.
State-run media, and then you've got to add Big Pharma, which is now, I think, a global problem,
right.
And Big Tech.
Yes.
Those three things together are frightening, and now they're putting transgenders and transgender reading hours in our elementary schools. They're teaching masturbation to our first graders. It is pernicious.
Yes.
And we've got to get a hold of this thing, or we're going to lose the greatest country that God allowed to happen.
Amen. Mark, as a pastor, as a father, I, you know, here I am, you know, coming alongside you here, and my first instinct is, how do we protect our kids? You know, and we had such outrage in Virginia where the mama bears, papa bears joined in as well, but they made their point quite noticeable, and they were able to change the regime there in Virginia quite dramatically, because they came out and they said, no, we're done with this. You're not going to do this. And this is a glaring example and an encouragement to the rest of the country that you can take a stand, because otherwise you get to that point where, like another pastor friend, Phil Hotzenpiller, says, You lose hope. And God forbid that we lose hope. If we lose hope, then we concede and we just go along to get along. And then next thing you know, we're no different than Germany during World War II.
Well, you raise a great point. And I want to say a couple of things. First of all, that frog in the boiling pot is exactly what's happening. We are sitting in the water and we don't realize it's boiling. And then before you know it, we're cooked.
Yes.
And we're eaten and it's all done. But I want to give your listeners some encouragement, and thank you. I am a pastor and a lawyer, and I go between those two hats from time to time, and so let me make a quick switch. 1 Kings chapter 6, there is a story there that I want your listeners to remember. It's the story of Elijah. I won't get into it. But at the end of the day, the conclusion of that story is that there are more of us than there are of them.
Right.
And Mark Robinson, who stood up in North Carolina, is a perfect example. He stood up as a parent at a school board meeting. He said, I've had enough. And today, Mark Robinson is the lieutenant governor of his state.
Yes.
That's the model. That's how we take this thing back. We have to stand up. We have to stop watching the news, because that is not going to get us where we need to be. Being informed is good. We need to do that. From the right sources, of course, shows like yours as an example, and then we have to get off of our butts and get into the streets.
Amen. Yeah, we have to engage the culture. That's what God had established the church to do, to be that light on a shining hill, to reflect His glory, to take on this stuff. And the thing is that what's so powerful about that, when we do that, Mark, and we understand on what we're standing and who is holding us up, we can bravely confront the cancel culture, and like Mark Robinson and so many others, to say, no, this isn't going to happen. You're not going to do this to my kids. You're not going to do this to my community or to my country. And we're starting to see this, you know, maybe we've gone through enough experience. As I tell my kids, experience defines preference. And maybe we've gone through enough of it that they're finally realizing, hey, nope, you're not going to have your way. And yes, what happened in Virginia is just the start of many more confrontations. I mean, if we need to, hey, look it, let's get your God against our God. We'll go at Mount Carmel and we'll have a bail-off if we need to prove once and for all, huh? What do you think?
Brother, you're preaching, and I just want to thank both of you. The only way that they can take this from us is if we let them. When the church stands up, the ecclesia, the body of Christ, when the church stands up, Satan sits down. And make no bones about it, Satan is behind what we're witnessing.
Amen. That's exactly it. Amen. Mark Little is with us, and our conversation continues after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
House is in the hands of the jury, and they continue to deliberate. This is day two, and we're going to take a look at the legal side with the attorney, Mark Little, who is with us. Mark, what do you make of this case? What's your assessment?
Well, thank you, Bill. First, my assessment is that this is the byproduct of the leftist mob last summer running through America unchecked. And I often thought that President Trump should have invoked the Insurrection Act, which is this is what it was created for. In fact, it was created first to stand against the KKK.
Right.
And we watched American cities burned, and there was no recourse then, and there has been no recourse now. And so the Kyle Rittenhouse case, although we might argue that it was poor judgment for him to be there, we've now learned that, in fact, he was very connected to his, to Kenosha. Mm-hmm. Which was contrary to the narrative. And so we're learning a lot of things that the mainstream media lied to us about, and it's all come full circle. Mm-hmm. We have found by watching and seeing the evidence that was presented that, in fact, there is a very strong case of self-defense. Mm-hmm. And the prosecution and its witnesses were in poor form and great form, respectively. They had a witness who said that he did not, that basically Kyle was defending himself.
Yeah, he was not the provocateur.
That's right. He was not the provocateur, although we now have a charge of provocation as a part of the jury instruction. So to answer your question in short, I would be surprised if there wasn't, if Kyle and the defense counsel didn't run the board with a complete acquittal. But here's the problem in America today. We, our juries, our trials, these public trials have been hijacked by public opinion and in some cases hijacked by pressure even from Congress itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even a president, you had a president chiming in on the deal, referring to Rittenhouse as a white supremacist.
It's completely inappropriate. It's completely antithetical to jurisprudence and what we expect from a blind justice system, and of course we can get into the argument that it hasn't been blind for everyone, but mm-hmm. that's beside the point.
Right.
We need to always be reaching for the standard.
Exactly. That's what. Exactly. I agree. Just because we haven't attained it doesn't mean that we stop reaching for it.
Thank you for saying that.
Okay. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. And so this prosecutor in particular, I think, has been one of the worst of our profession in terms of how he has gone against what the judge said not to do. He's gone against what the judge told him not to do, which was to not talk about Kyle's right to be silent after arrest. And so things like that might cause this to go to a mistrial. I think the judge is waiting to see what this jury is going to do. The judge has the power to issue a directed verdict if the verdict is not consistent with the evidence or if the judge feels that it is unfair in some gross way. So the judge still has some power. There's still an outstanding motion to dismiss with prejudice. Judges typically don't want to do that because they don't want the verdict to be on their shoulders when it was a trial by jury and not a bench trial.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he'll hold his powder, he'll keep his powder dry, and see what the jury comes back with. And I think it'll come back today, frankly.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, as you say, we need to pray for the juror and the judge. The jurors, I mean, they're under threat. The people outside of the courtroom, as you say, the court of public opinion. I would be curious, after all the demonstration, you know, what we saw. I mean, on one hand, you can be proud of the justice system and the legal process. I mean, this was, it went to court. You got a jury there. Both sides presented the case. I mean, this is the way democracy works, and I think that we can be happy for that and praise that we're part of a system that operates this way, as opposed to other countries that just allow street justice to take over. And this is why we have to be so careful in allowing, you know, these people that, you know, look at, you have your opinion, but, you know, we've gone through the process and whatever is decided here. But I'd be curious to know of people who had an idea going into this that thought that Kyle Rittenhouse was the provocateur and that he should be in jail for the rest of his life, that after the evidence, if they were open-minded enough to change their minds.
Yeah, and we know they're not from the Joanne Reeds on down.
Oh, yeah.
They have a narrative. They've got to push this white supremacy narrative that, that this country is racist. And even when we find out that he shot and killed two white people and wounded a white person, they're still calling it a white supremacist case. I mean, these people are just nuts.
Yeah.
And so when you've got that kind of system and you've got that kind of media that just controls what we're thinking, it's hard to get away from. And by the way, what's not being talked about, and I understand why, but what's not being talked about is that we know in this country, we may not be at the level of China with facial recognition, but we know who those mobsters were all throughout our cities in America last summer, and not a one of them have been brought to justice.
I'll tell you what, they sure found the January 6th guys, right? Guys and gals.
That's Robin Pettit, who are now in this nation, the United States of America, sitting without due process because they were in or around the capital of the United States. Something is very wrong here, and by the way, people have forgotten when the Wisconsin City Hall was besieged and occupied by mobsters, Nancy Pelosi applauded.
Yes.
Hypocrisy in this country right now is frightening.
Yeah, exactly. But that all goes to your original point, and that is, to me, the responsibility lies with the officials, the government officials, Nancy Pelosi, the President of the United States, because this was of their creation. This whole summer of love would have taken place. How they allowed lawlessness to run rampant on our streets when they could have. You know, President Trump said, look it, I've got the National Guard. Let me send. No, we got it under control. You know, stay out of here. Well, you know, here's what happens. The people are defenseless. And they're relying on, what, a 17-year-old with an AR to come in and defend property? I mean, this is, I mean, to me, law enforcement and everything associated there in Kenosha ought to be embarrassed. And to me, they're the ones that should be on trial, not Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But you and I are going to be crossing our fingers and maybe even taking a knee.
Amen.
Justice
yes.
will be served for this young man. Because it's also, the subtext here, it's also a war against guns.
Mm, yes.
The fact that he ran around with an AR-15, the image of that is anathema to the left.
Well, yeah.
So when they see that, this is going to be used as a way to continue and to further their assault against our Second Amendment right. Let's not lose sight of that.
Yeah, but the thing was quite demonstrative was the prosecutor holding the AR very irresponsibly, aiming it at the jury. Are you picking kidding me? I mean, this guy needs a gun class. See, this is the problem with people that are just so so upset about our Second Amendment right. They have no idea of a responsible gun owner. And it wasn't like Kyle Rittenhouse, like he had 30 rounds. It wasn't like he was just blasting willy-nilly all over the place. I mean, for a 17-year-old, he understood what that weapon could do. And, you know, and to me, he demonstrated a lot more responsibility than a grown adult, a prosecutor, who irresponsibly points a gun, and then as if he doesn't, that isn't bad enough. The other thing, any gun owner will tell you, is you do not put your finger on the trigger of a gun unless you're getting ready to shoot it. And so
it's training.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So. And I'll just say this, and everybody should keep this in their hearts and in their minds. The only thing that stops a bad man with a gun is a good man with a gun. Mm-hmm. And thank God Kyle Rittenhouse was able to defend himself that night, or he'd be the one dead, and those other three would be around waiting for the next riot.
Exactly. Yeah, and if they got anything, it might be a hand slap and maybe a year in jail, but Kamala Harris would be there to pay the bail for them. So all will be well, and, you know, and the summer of love continues, and the lawlessness to take us to another irresponsible chapter of rampant destruction. I guess that's what the left wants to have in our country today. How disgusting. Well, Mark Little, I cannot thank you enough. I appreciate the time. Look forward to having you back. We got to keep up this conversation. Mark is an attorney, author, political commentator, pastor, and founder of Cure American Action. Thank you, Mark. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
You're back.
You got it. Take care.
Nobody wants wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A whistleblower's email shows Attorney General Merrick Garland lied to Congress as the Department of Justice is investigating parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. House Education and Labor Committee member Republican Congressman Greg Murphy on Fox News.
Attorney General Garland basically perjured himself in front of Congress and should really face the consequences before this.
Attorney General Merrick Garland under oath before Congress.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children.
A California couple was sentenced to prison in absentia for stealing more than $20 million in COVID-19 relief funds. 43-year-old Richard Evazian and 37-year-old Marietta Tarabalian are currently on the run. The FBI is offering a reward up to $20,000 for information leading to their arrest. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I don't know if you're ready for this one. Selwyn Duke's going to join us in just a moment. He's a writer for the New American Hill Observer, American Conservative, WorldNet Daily, just about everywhere. He's there. You can find his great work. He is informing us of a COVID patient that was denied monoclonal treatment because he's white. Yeah, you heard it right. I mean, the hysteria over COVID and the lack of common sense, we're out of control as a country, and the leaders who are in charge of all this, it is no wonder that people are brain bruised and they continue to be so confused about this pandemic. This is a war. This is a health war that we're dealing with, and you've got all this crazy stuff going on. Well, how can you conduct a war when you've got this kind of insanity taking place in the middle of it? And this is in our own camp, okay? This isn't outside. This isn't existential. This is happening within our own camp. Now, this is the type of story that would get wall-to-wall coverage were the roles reversed, wouldn't you agree? Selwyn, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Bill, it's great to be with you. And how are you on this fine day?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm anticipating, Thanksgiving, the whole season and all, because it sets the stage, hopefully for some peace and gratitude, which is something that we need in the midst of this contagious animus that we deal with. But it's no wonder, because at every turn you hear stories just like this one that you wrote about, where a COVID patient is denied monoclonal treatment because he's white. I mean, you got to be kidding him. This is absolutely insane. But hey, this is the America that we deal with, and you know, we report on it just so people are aware. But by the same token, you know, I want people to take a breath and understand that it's not all to hell in a handbasket. There's only just some to hell in a handbasket, right?
Well, that's absolutely true. And if you mean that we've got to perceive the good as well as the evil, absolutely. You don't want to become cynical in life. That can
exactly
happen. And if you do become cynical, then you probably have to work on your faith a little bit, because faith tells you, proper faith, that God will win in the end, and in fact, he's already won because he's outside of time. But I guess we're getting a little theological and philosophical.
Well, that's okay, because that's what brings back hope, Selwyn, and that's what we're promoting here on the show, is that in the spite of this reality, is that don't lose your hope, don't give up, because we know. Throughout history, there have been times where nations have been challenged, and they end up surrendering. I mean, that's what happened in World War II Germany. You got 90% of the people surrendered. They just went along, you know, to get along, and look what happened. And they carry that devastating sin, you know, to this day. It's just like for us, you know, we carry, you know, the sin of slavery, you know, with us. But, you know, that's a whole nother discussion and a whole nother level. But we do, because I think in the most cases, you know, people want to forgive and move on, but there are those forces that just, you know, they make too much money for us feeling ashamed and, you know, feeling less than, and so they keep that boot of unforgiveness on our throats so that they can benefit from it for some way or reason, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting when you talk about most people surrendering, because I just wrote a piece that was published yesterday, or maybe this morning, actually, I forget, about the psychology behind COVID hysteria. Mm-hmm. And basically, I was citing this psychologist. He's from Belgium. His name is Matthias Desmet. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that what we're witnessing is a phenomenon called mass formation, where basically a lot of people are buying into this narrative, this COVID narrative, because it fulfills certain psychological needs that they have, and these needs exist because of deep-seated problems that we have in our society. Things like people lack meaning in their life, he mentioned that. I'll point out that that's going to be the case in a secular society, because people lack faith, so they just believe, well, it's ashes to ashes, dust to dust, nothing happens, it's this world, you die, and that's it. And then he also mentioned that people have a lot of free-floating anxiety. That's another precondition for this mass hysteria. And by free-floating anxiety, he meant anxiety that's not tied to any particular mental representation. Like if there's a lion in close proximity, then you know why you're anxious. But in this case, the person feeling the anxiety doesn't know the source of it.
Yes.
And then he said there also has to be a lot of anger and frustration in society. And if these conditions are met, and there's one other condition as well, then people can look for something, some explanation for their anxiety and their anger. And then, of course, they'll glom on to that narrative that's presented to them. This is what the psychologist was saying.
Right.
And if a solution is provided to them, then that gives them something they can focus on. And also, oh, he mentioned that another precondition for this mass formation is that society has to be atomized. There has to be a lack of social cohesion. And of course, we see that in our society too, with the balkanization and family breakdown. And of course, it was exacerbated, this atomization, by the COVID lockdowns. And he said, so what this narrative does, this COVID narrative, among other things, is it gives people a sense of solidarity, because they can all, like a hive mind, buy into it, all right? And that sort of is something they can unite around, a cause. And this explains a lot. It explains why there's so much anger showered upon those who resist this COVID narrative, Bill, because we are, in a way, crashing their party. You know, we're disrupting the solidarity that they seek. Anyway, I'm sorry if I went off digressing there.
Well, no, not at all. I think this is important. And I'm a root cause kind of guy, Selwyn, so I appreciate the perspective and what this, this doctor, what he's analyzed here. And this is appropriate because what they're doing, they're taking advantage of human nature. And that's what you're saying. We're wired in such a way that if we're not honoring God, if we have no faith, then we're going to be left to our own devices, and our own devices will take us down these destructive roads, and this is proven. I mean, this is empirical. Time and again, you see where this happens. So, you know, people who study this and understand humanity, and then you've got these lever pullers who are sitting up there in their grandiose crystal palaces up in the sky, pulling levers and just watching us destroy ourselves. And then unfortunately, you've got leadership who has come into play that ends up being, the useful idiots to the cause. And at what expense? I mean, at the American people, the greatest, form of government we've ever had, which has proven itself time and again. And all this is being threatened by a bunch of Marxists and people that, their end game is to absolutely destroy America so that we can be part of this one world government vision that they have.
Oh, yeah. There is no question about it. And I was talking, though, about what's happening with this COVID hysteria. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because the doctor I cited, Matthias Desmet, he also mentioned that the rituals that you see, and I guess he was referring to things such as mask wearing and social distancing, mm-hmm. these also serve a psychological purpose because they help to distinguish the group in question.
Exactly.
In other words,
yeah.
The group of branch COVIDians, as some people call them. And this doctor said, actually, that the more ridiculous the rituals, actually, the better. And that explains a lot, too, because that all the more distinguishes the group and defines the group as unique. And it really helped for something to crystallize all the more, Bill, in my mind. And that's that what we're witnessing here is a faux religion. There's
no doubt about it. Exactly.
I sometimes quote Belgian, he's another Belgian, the doctor I cited also is one, late Belgian playwright Emile Kamertz. He put it very well, to paraphrase him. He said, when people cease believing in God, it's not that they start to believe in nothing, it's that they'll believe in anything.
Exactly.
And that really is the bottom line. You see the secular society where people have a lack of meaning in their lives. The doctor mentioned that, too. They're all adrift, okay? And they're looking for something to lend their lives an illusory sense of meaning. Mm-hmm. And look at what's happening with COVID. It really is branch COVIDianism. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. I mean, it's got its faux devil, the virus, right? That's the devil that you have to watch out for. It's got its saviors, faux saviors, such as Anthony Fauci, right? Mm-hmm. It's got its rituals, as we talked about, social distancing and masking and getting vaccinated. Getting vaccinated, I guess, is almost like a rite of initiation now. Mm-hmm. People will brag about it. Another ritual might be getting vaccination cards. And these things satisfy these needs. And what
Gotta go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Selwyn after this.
Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Selwyn Duke is with us. He's written for The New American for more than a decade. He also writes for The Hill, The Observer, The American Conservative, WorldNet Daily, American Thinker. I mean, you just can't help yourself. You do everything. I mean, you're doing TV, broadcasting. You're here on the radio with us. I mean, and we so appreciate your intellect and your commitment to pursue the truth as we do here on this radio show, Selwyn, because it is that truth that will, you know, that does set you free, that offers peace, not this faux truth that's out there, this false narrative that has been hijacked, you know, by the mainstream media, social media, and the powers to be, because they know that we can be controlled, and that's clearly been evident here in this recent decade, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, it absolutely has been evident. There's no doubt about it. And as I was saying before the break, if you look at this branch COVIDianism, it really has many characteristics of a religion in and of itself. And so as I was pondering this the other night, I realized that what's happening is we are seeing the imposition of religion here. These branch COVIDians are trying to convert all of us by the sword, so to speak, to their dark faux faith. That's absolutely what they're doing. And, you know, something else is interesting. That doctor I cited, Matthias Desmet, the psychologist, he pointed out that if you want to appeal to these people who are in the grip of this mass hysteria, he said, unfortunately, you can't use the appeal, hey, let's get back to the way things were pre-COVID, because he said, this is his opinion anyway, Bill, he said these people don't want to go back to the way things were, because they were very disenchanted with their lives. They had that anxiety he was talking about, that lack of social cohesion, that lack of meaning in their lives, that anger and frustration, and they don't want to go back. And they're being promised on some level something better. And we always see that in society. You know, We see it, for instance, with communist revolutions. People think their lives are not that good. They see the glass as being half empty, and then someone is holding up this carrot saying, oh, we've got something better here. And, of course, it's all an illusion. It's going to be something worse, but they don't understand that, so they buy into it. And that's what's going on here. We're seeing a people in our country and in the West in general, Bill, who are very disconnected from truth, so they're adrift.
Yes.
And if we discussed this the last time I was on, you can stop me. But the real problem in our society, it's godlessness, of course, but what correlates with that is that people do not believe in truth, properly defined as something that transcends man and is universal, eternal, and unchangeable. Mm-hmm. The people today, too many of them, are moral relativists. I've been writing about that for years and years and years. And then some years ago, I came across this 2002 Barna Group study that vindicated my assessment. Mm-hmm. What it found was that in 2002 already, only 6% of teenagers believed in absolute truth. Right. 6%. And among so-called born-again teens, the percentage was only 9%. Why does this matter? Well, because when you're disconnected from truth, you're not rooted to anything permanent, and then you can be very easily swayed by the spirit of the age, by the fashions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see?
You know, this is why you and I have been on the same page. I mean, the reason that this radio show exists is because it's about pursuing truth. And I was affected by the same Barna research and a book that George Barna had written about Jesus, and doing a deep dive even that included the senior pastors of the church. Less than 50% believe in a biblical worldview, which is amazing to me. And that number has fallen even from that time in the last, I'd say in the last 10, 12 years, even more so. And George comes on with us, you know, quite regularly, and to update us on these different numbers. And they're really sad. And to think that in 2002, you're talking about 6% believing in absolute truth. And the thing is that they're not stopping for a moment to assess, okay, how is that, how does that claim, how's that working for you? That belief claim that you've been holding on to. Do you have more peace? Are you happier today? Are you worse off? And the other thing to consider here is the people that do not want to go back to the way things were, I don't think it's the majority of people. I think it's a small minority of people who have a very loud voice, and they're controlling the narrative right now. Just like what happened in World War II in Germany. We mentioned this before. It was only a small percentage. I mean, 10% were controlling 90% of the country. And this is what happens in these kind of revolutions. It's just a very vocal and loud number of people who can take over an institution, and this is what's happening in our country, you know, today. It's a small number. I mean, look what BLM has been able to do. I mean, they've raked, between them and Antifa, all the havoc that they wreaked last summer, you know, something like $4 billion of damage, and the, you know, the country's just, you know, buckled and, you know, kind of went into the fetal position and surrendered. I mean, what happened right now, the case that's up in front of everybody's eyes that people, you know, are attuned to right now is this Kyle Rittenhouse case. I mean, this was an abandonment of duty and responsibility and law enforcement by government officials. It wasn't just in Wisconsin. This was throughout our country that they just wanted to, you know, defund police and let everything run rapid. Well, how did that work for you? You know, and I think that most people are realizing, hey, I'd much rather go back to where we were, but we got to find a way to, you know, to do that and to be able to cancel the cancel mongers of our society and tell them that there's no place for them. They're not welcome here. I mean, if they want to participate in a free and growing and robust government, hey, you're welcome. Be a part of the answer. But if you want to come in and destroy with no end game and purpose, that seems to be the case. Is they're more interested, because that's the base philosophy of the Marxists. It's about destruction. There's no redemptive value in it. It's just, let's destroy, and somehow down the road we'll figure it out. How irresponsible.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't know how much time we have. But
4 minutes. 4 minutes left. 4 minutes left.
Oh, we do. Yeah. Terrific. Yeah. I mean, Let me just say there are a few things I can respond to. One, we're talking about Kyle Rittenhouse. Well, there are people who would say he shouldn't have been there on August 25th, 2020, that night. Well, guess what? The real truth is, you know who shouldn't have been there? The rioters shouldn't have been there.
Yeah,
they shouldn't have been there because the government should have been doing its job. But it abdicated its responsibility to ensure domestic tranquility. And they talk about defunding the police. How about this? Let's defund the government. Let's defund the government if it's not going to step up to the plate and do the job it's supposed to do. Because you know what happens in that situation? This is what happens, and we've seen it in history. The word vigilante comes from the vigilance committees that we used to see in the old West, like the Vigilance Committee in San Francisco of 1851. And what happened there was you had a government that could not quell crime, so the citizenry stepped up to the plate, created a vigilance committee to do the job the government couldn't do.
Exactly.
Now, note I said couldn't, because back then maybe the government had an excuse. It was 1851. Out west, the government was poorly funded and weak. Today, the government has no excuse. It takes an exorbitant amount of money from us via taxation. And if it will not do its duty, like I said, we should defund the government and start over. That's in the Declaration of Independence, by the way. It
exactly.
is disgusting what happened there. Kyle Rittenhouse, they say he shouldn't have been there. He shouldn't have had to be there.
Exactly.
He shouldn't have had to step into that breach. He was doing what any good man would want to do in that kind of situation, protect your neighborhood. His father lives in that town of Kenosha. So, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing I can say here is you mentioned canceling the cancelers.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to do that, I know I'm completely now switching gears.
Well, that's okay.
If you want to do that, if you want to do that, you have to remember – you have to engage in the culture war, which conservatives don't do very well. And I'm going to say something that's going to shock some people. The problem is not that we have so-called cancel culture. The problem, Bill, is that we have the wrong cancel culture. Mm-hmm. Every single civilization has always had social codes and has used social pressure and stigmas to enforce them. The problem is that conservatives will understand by and large that politics is downstream from culture, as Andrew Breitbart said.
Right.
But then they don't say, well, wait a second, how do we control the culture? You control the culture by trying to make sure that the sense of virtue that prevails within it is yours, and then you enforce that via social laws with social pressure and whatnot. And if you don't do this, understand this is the rule, the money line. I've said this many times.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't control the culture will control you.
Absolutely.
That's the way it works. Culture wars are zero-sum games.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look at you. You laid out the case, and there's been a call. You know, I've said repeatedly. You know, the idea that our Constitution starts with three important words: "We the people." I mean, you think about it; it's quite telling. I mean, it's not a suggestion. It's there's almost an implied commandment in that we the people are responsible for the government. We the people that have to get, you know, our butts off the couch and invest in this government. If not, we'll have the runaway government that we have today in the 21st century America, will we not?
Oh, we absolutely will. No question about it. Look, it's all up to us. Either stand erect or you'll be made to stand erect, as the Emperor Marcus Aurelius put it.
Yes. It really is pretty simple when you think about it, isn't it? I mean, you know, for the sake of convenience and casualness, you know, we've got to take this thing seriously, or what kind of America are we handing off to the next generation? Oh, God, I pray that the people of God, people of faith, will stand up and take a stand for righteousness, because the Bible's clear is that when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. And I'm not seeing a lot of rejoicing right now. So this really puts the onus on people of righteousness. Selwyn Duke, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Have a happy Thanksgiving. Would
God
you, sir?
Bless.
You take
God
care. God bless.
And amen to what you said, you too.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.